Good afternoon once again, Audio Boo. I just thought I'd give you a quick update. I'll do this one quickly. The car sold on eBay. Another car boo, sorry. The car sold on eBay a couple of days ago. The person that is coming to buy it is coming from Kent. He's sending his girlfriend up for him today. And they will be here any time now. I've just taken the car around the block for a quick run. And it seems to be, as always, working fine. So, wish me luck for a smooth deal. Obviously, you won't hear this until after it's all gone fantastically right or fantastically wrong. So, I'm just going to save a draft. I'll update you more very soon. That is the sound of my... Sorry, I'll just say that again. That is the sound of my Subaru leaving. I didn't want to talk while they were watching, so I'm holding my phone out and I'd look a bit silly. Excellent. So it's gone. Cash was paid, exact amount. They didn't try to knock me down or anything like that. The guy sent his girlfriend up. I think she seemed pretty nice, pretty timid, so they weren't going to send her to do the haggling. Oh, well, that is a weight off the mind. I will apologise to you all for me going on about this incessantly. I must apologise to my girlfriend as well, actually, because I have laboured the point, shall we say. But it's not about the money or anything like that, really. I think it's just the fact that it was taking space up on the drive. We've got a new car, and I just wanted it gone as soon as possible, really, because the tax runs out, at the end of next month. And I didn't really want to have to be spending another £145 to put any tax on it or anything like that, for no reason. What else? In the end, it went for £811. And I suppose that's not too bad. I think in a year, it's probably lost about £200. That's what it doesn't owe me anything, really. But I think I paid £1,000 for it. I got a load of free bits with it, actually, as well, which I made some money on. So I don't really think it owes me that much at all anymore. But yeah, I think the key for this evening is to cook my lovely girlfriend a nice meal to apologise for my incessant worrying about it. But like I say, I don't quite know why I've worried about it. Maybe that's me. Some people don't really care. Some people will sell a car and just not bother. I mean, one of my other friends had an experience where he bought something on eBay. I know they say you can come and view it before the auction ends. Obviously, I don't know if a lot of people do, but we went over to buy the car. It looked okay. Checked it over. It looks a little bit iffy, not really as described. We got 100 yards down the road and plumes of blue smoke, which wasn't great. But you've done the deal. And it's just with a guy in a back street in his house, so it's not, you've got no comeback really, I suppose. So that's one of the things I suppose I worry about, that someone's going to come and pick fault with it, even though I know in my heart of hearts that it's totally mechanically sound. And there could be no comebacks. I mean, she's going to have a four-hour drive down to somewhere near Canterbury now. Somewhere on the coast down there in Kent. So it's a good four-hour drive down from Chesterfield, down the M1, M25, and whatever other road you take from then onward. You could probably gauge the relief in my voice. I'm just sounding out now, rambling on a wee bit, but I'm pleased. So it's 4:45 now, and I initially booed you around about 20 minutes ago, and she arrived a few minutes later. Excellent. So I can bank the money and take the paperwork to the post office to be sent to the DVLA. Excellent. Okay, thanks for listening, and thanks for putting up with my incessant moaning.